This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Breaking news from Haiti. An aid group says an American nurse and her young child, kidnapped 2 weeks ago, have been freed. The woman worked for a nonprofit run by her Haitian-born husband. The aid group has released a statement expressing gratitude and immense joy. Captors had been demanding $1 million. No word on whether there were negotiations or whether any money was paid. One of the most popular tourist areas in Hawaii is in flames.
The fire is spreading very quickly.
Lieutenant Governor Sylvia Luke says strong winds from Hurricane Dora are fanning a wildfire burning the historic town of Lahaina on Maui. Some people have jumped into the ocean to escape the flames and smoke. More than 14,000 customers on the island have no power. County spokeswoman Mahina Martin.
The landlines were down. Cell phone towers are down. So residents, of course, are very concerned with not just each other, but conditions of where they go and how do they get information.
Emergency officials report at least 12 rescues. Former President Trump could be facing criminal trial number 4 soon. CBS's Jim Crisula.
Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fannie Willis is expected to present the findings from an election interference investigation to a grand jury possibly as early as next week. Nearly 20 people are known to have been told they could face charges.
Iran, Clay, is boasting new high-tech military know-how. Pentagon correspondent Cammie McCormick has the details.
Iran says it has technology now to build a supersonic cruise missile. It's still in the testing phase, but Iran says it marks a new chapter in its defense. The announcement comes amid rising tensions with the U.S. in the Gulf.
A woman in Australia is under investigation for allegedly serving her elderly in-laws a poisonous lunch. Scott Maiman reports from down under.
Three people are dead and a man's recovered after consuming deadly wild mushrooms that were handpicked in a garden.
We're trying to understand who ate what.
Inspector Dean Thomas, he says the person who hosted the family lunch in Melbourne more than a week ago has pleaded her innocence.
She did not get sick. Want to live longer? Get moving. European researchers say walking about a mile and a half or two can reduce the risk of dying from just about anything. Maciej Banaj is a professor of cardiology in Poland.
If you cannot do 10,000 steps or 7,000 steps, do not worry, because if you start with the lower number of steps, around 4,000 to 5,000, still a very important and significant health benefits.
That includes warding off cardiovascular disease. The Dow is down 5 points. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Today's the third day of hearings in the Lily Peters homicide case in Chippewa County to determine where the case will be heard in court. Peters was killed last year and left in the woods near her home in Chippewa Falls. Judge Stephen Gibbs will decide this week whether the lone suspect, a 15-year-old boy, will be tried as an adult or if the case will go to juvenile court. The boy is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, which carries a mandatory life sentence in prison if he's convicted as an adult. Unity High School science teacher Brian Collins will represent Wisconsin in the National Teacher of the Year program. The DPI announced that Collins, one of 5 Wisconsin Teachers of the Year, will take part in national professional development and represent the state as part of the program. Collins has been a teacher for 22 years at Unity. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that it'll be very summer-like today across much of northwestern Wisconsin, with temperatures into the 80s. There'll be rain chances later today and throughout the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still Struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Unrelentlessly positive.
Innovative. Whatever.
It indicates. Indicative.
Hey, can we focus?
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada yada yada.
Earlier this week, we had a quiz on college rallying cries. So, Jane, when I say OH, what do you say?
IO.
Yeah, she got it. And I will never say that again because all of my Ohio State Buckeye fans, it is so obnoxious when they do that. But today...
Did you know they tried to...
We celebrate Ohio and what they did last night. Go ahead, Greg.
They tried to trademark the word the.
Did they really? So of like, course they did.
The Ohio State University.
The Ohio State University.
Sorry.
But yes, indeed. OHIO, their vote yesterday, kept the door open to codify abortion protections for them this fall and protect their own direct democracy. And so a big hats off to our Midwest... comrades in Ohio. And so if you've not been following this story, it's an interesting one. And my question to you, regardless, I guess, of where you stand on the abortion issue, I think it's pretty much undeniable that this is not popular. Abortion bans and abortion restrictions, even in very red states, very not popular.
You heard it here first.
Yeah, right. And you, I mean, that is fact, right? That if you want to debate when life begins, like, we can do that, but we're not going to agree. What we can agree on is we've now had six direct referendums mm-hmm. in six different states where it was not, gerrymandering couldn't affect it, state officials couldn't affect it, the courts couldn't affect it. But when people went to the polls and said... We want reproductive rights. We want access to health care. We want access to abortion as health care. And yet, instead of listening, you can see my hand motions.
I wish you could
right
watch
now.
The live stream people right now.
They being anti-abortion GOP elected officials, their answer is not, instead of to listen and to understand that this is not what they do, or they are not on the right side of the popular vote on this, instead try to do what they tried to do in Ohio, which is move the goalpost.
Yeah, well, just go around the voters.
And my question is, how many L's do they have to take before they drop this? 844-967-2789. That's 844-96.
Party.
Thoughts, Jane Matinere, Greg Bach?
I'll let Jane speak first.
They can't. They are the literal embodiment of the dog that caught the car. They've been running on this for 40 years, 50 years. We're the party of life. And now they got their wish, and Roe has been overturned. And I think it's becoming clearer as well that the whole, well, the issue needs to go back to states' rights, because that's what this is about. That's all bull.
Well, and it's interesting because that was the celebration, right? Anti-abortion groups celebrated the end of Roe for returning decisions on abortion laws back to the people.
Right.
But it turns out they aren't too thrilled about the prospect of statewide elections, which again and again and again now has proven that the voters don't want this. And so when you return it to the states and not the state legislators and the lawmakers or the courts, but the actual people, Kansas, Kentucky, Montana,
right.
Ohio, and now Missouri Republicans are also pushing the same rules change as Ohio for their, because they also have direct referendum. And so instead of listening, they're like, let's just change the rules.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they don't win elections, they change voting laws. When they don't win, going on what Jane said, this topic is ingrained in the DNA of the GOP now. They cannot let it go. They can't afford to let it go. They will suffer the consequences from the lobbyists that they have been in bed with for so many decades.
But here's my question. In a two-party system, mm-hmm. because we see this with people with very left issues, right?
Yeah.
We see it for people who still very much are on defund the police or... And I don't think universal health care or universal care for all is that far left. But some issues that I would say progressives, my very, very left friends, like, gets very angry at Democrats because they aren't pushing hard enough on the issues that they care about. But ultimately, they're not going to vote for Republicans.
Yeah.
They may not vote at all, mm-hmm. which is a problem. But in the same way, do you think evangelical anti-abortion very, very right people, they're not going to change their votes to Democrats if the GOP moves on from this issue?
Well, we saw that in 2016. They voted for Donald Trump, a man who, by definition, who once promoted himself as a pro-life person, then became pro-choice person, then said he was pro-life. And it's pretty much known that he did all those things to get those votes. So they'll vote with whomever says it out loud. So if you have someone who, you know, if you have a candidate who just says, yeah, I'm pro-life, I love the fetus, it's conception, they're gonna be like, that's all it needs for me, that's all it needs to work for me, and I got somebody.
But I'm saying the opposite. I'm saying, where do they go if the people who are running drop it entirely? They're not going to vote for Democrats.
No, but they'll probably still vote for the Republicans. Because,
yeah, and yeah. So I think what is the... As it seems like, and I don't know if it's just because so many of these Republicans are such ideologues that they're true believers. Like, this mm-hmm. isn't about, for some, Donald Trump, totally.
Yeah.
But for some, it's not, it's actually not about winning votes. It's where they actually believe in, like, morality and protecting life and all of the things that they tout. And so that, like, because they are so extreme in that, they believe that they shouldn't have to listen to what the popular vote is saying because they are right. So unless, like, but shy of that, because there are people who are finally starting to realize, like, we will continue to lose elections on this because we're over a year out. And what wins, besides legal wins, what wins have they gotten on this whenever it's been up to a vote?
None.
None. Right?
Right. But yet again, they're going to stick their fingers in their ears and do what they want. And with the gerrymander still in place in so many places, we've seen it with our own legislature. Our own Republican legislature doesn't respond to what the vast majority of Wisconsin residents want because they don't have to.
Nope, they do not have to.
And they know better. And it's also Robin Voss's money. 844-967-2789. You can always check in, call, and or text from the 262. Some Republicans will never let go of the abortion issue, regardless of how many losses this gives to them politically. Some of them are so convinced about the issue, it is impossible for them to move on.
But here's the question I have. First of all, it's not Robin Voss. It's the Popcorn King. Show the man respect, all right?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Good Lord, woman.
Speaker
Popcorn King.
Oh, shout out to Bill from McConnell.
Yes. We love you, Bill.
Here's the thing is, and this can be said about any topic that a politician has to deal with, but when you talk about things like abortion, access, guns, I want to know, specifically the abortion, how many of these old dudes really care that much about abortion? Because we see it happen, like the congressman who knocks up his mistress and then pays for an abortion. Like, they don't really care that much. They only care in as much because it's going to get them votes, and it's going to get, and it's easy to do too. I mean, like with guns, it's easy to say, yes, everyone should have guns. All right, I don't have to talk about that anymore. I don't have to talk about nuance. I don't have to talk about the details within. I can just say this one thing and then I can move on to other things. I don't think these politicians care that much about abortion rights.
I think it's probably a mixed bag.
I mean, yes, of course. I'm sure there are some crazy people out there who are like, they got in office because they somehow failed upwards. But the popular ones, the people who are like really running the party, I don't think
Mitch McConnell cares.
I don't.
I actually don't know if Robin Voss actually cares. But I think Andre Jacques does.
Yeah.
Like, I think there are, when you look at the gamut, like, I think there are some very uber religious people who very much do believe.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think there are some who are politicians who are, this is our party line.
Yeah.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Tom from LA. Good morning, Tom. What do you think?
Good morning. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. Second, the Republicans in power are the Antichrist Party. So I want to throw that out there.
Getting spicy quick, Tom.
I wanted to say, absolutely, they are. They don't do anything Christ said. So I'm really tired of them actually stealing that word and making it into something that it is not. And then the other thing is on this woman's right to choose issue, I'd really appreciate it if we on the, I call it the FDR Democrats, if we could actually start calling this a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose, because nobody is pro-abortion. I don't know anybody that's pro-abortion or abortion rights. It's about women, and it's about women making a choice versus the government making the choice. And I don't want government involved in a woman's right to choose. It's between her and her partner. And their doctor. And the thing is, there's a lot of women, 80%, 90%. But you're an example, Kristen. You're actually going to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your choice. But the thing is, it wasn't like, oh, my God. It's the media does it all over the place. They either call them pro-life or they call them, what's the opposite of pro-life? It's pro-death. They're the pro-death party. If you're going to be pro-life, you have to be pro-life in all circumstances. So the thing is, I really want us to get this wording correct, because it is about a woman's right to choose or the government's right to choose. Now, if you're a person that wants government and a bunch of men in government choosing for a woman what to do with her body, whether that's to actually have a child or not, terminate a pregnancy or not, that's up to the woman. But it's not a pro-abortion stance or a anti-abortion
stance. Yes, words matter, and that is a good, very good point, Tom. Thank you, as always, for the call. If you have thoughts on this topic, give us a call, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. We will keep this topic going of Ohio and their vote last night and what it means for November and 2024. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Maybe I'd better go.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosure.
Mino and the Mayor.
Johnny brought in a coffee maker because
Keurig.
Keurig.
Yeah. Keurig.
Keurig. Yeah. You don't even know how to say it. It doesn't know how to operate.
I know how to use it.
So I don't know about that. But he goes, go make some coffee. Yeah, I go back. He didn't really say that. I said, I go make some coffee. I went back there. I just couldn't get, I don't know, it didn't work. Because all, all over my shirt. Because where the hell were you?
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get into Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Crute. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. Building clouds and summer-like conditions expected for Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, the high 84. A few storms this evening and overnight, then a clearing trend toward daybreak, low 58. More sunshine with a humidity drop Thursday, high 80. Currently at 73.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And that was, is that the Black Keys?
Yes, it
the
was. Black,
they have a song about Ohio?
They're from Ohio.
Oh, yeah. I did not know that. That makes more sense.
Yeah, it makes all the sense now. But you don't have to be from a state to
celebrate
sing about it.
Yeah. Plus, I just love the Black Keys.
I also love the Black Keys.
They're just so cool. I would walk out of a room if they walked into the room. I'd be like, I'm not cool enough for this.
I can't.
That's how I felt about
be
being in Toronto. I'm too ugly for Toronto. Just too ugly for Toronto. The place is beautiful. So people, all right, we were talking about something else. Sorry.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. We're talking about the big vote taken in Ohio yesterday from the 608. Pro-life people aren't as scary as the abolitionists. They openly want to criminalize women. That is what this is all about. John from the Falls says, for the most part, Republican politicians don't really care all that much about abortion rights or gun rights. These are just convenient issues for them to use to get more votes so, so they can stay in power and accomplish their real goals, staying in power and making more money on the backs of hardworking Americans, many of whom are either too lazy or not smart enough to think for themselves and actually pay attention to the issues.
Dang, spicy.
Dang, spicy.
You know, Tom brought up a really interesting point with his call in the last segment, which was the branding, the wording of these things, and the Republicans are always good at it. Like, they don't say, they don't call people like us pro-choice. They're like, you're pro-abortion. That's, that hits. You're like, oh, that hurt. I mean, you know, like, yeah, yeah, I'm totally pro-abortion if you need to get it or if you want to get it. But it also just sounds in context of a press conference. Like, they're really good at the messaging of what they're, what they stand for versus us, where we liberals tried to make as many words as possible to explain what we're trying to say.
Yeah.
Like I just did here.
Yeah. Well, if you're new to the conversation, we are talking about yesterday, Ohio's vote to keep the door open to codify abortion protections. They turned out, and you know, what was surprising is no one knew what the turnout was going to be, which is also, I think, something to celebrate. In the same way, when we had such great turnout in Wisconsin for the Supreme Court race in April, which is, you know, notoriously low turnout when we talk about what the margins people have won by in the past for Supreme Court seats and nonpartisan races in the spring. So, like, another takeaway I have from this is just the fact that they did this on purpose. They did an August vote thinking that it would be low turnout.
Absolutely.
And there wasn't. And it also, I mean, it was 57-58%.
It was 57%.
57% of, and in Ohio, that is, that is a big margin. I think it was 15 points that they passed yesterday on issue one, which was a ballot initiative that asked voters if they wanted to raise the threshold for amending the state constitution from a simple majority, so 50% plus one, to 60%. And it wasn't explicitly about abortion rights, but this was only, they only introduced doing this after the fact that there's going to be a ballot measure in November that Ohioans are scheduled to vote on an amendment that could protect abortion, where as of right now in Ohio, as far as keeping track of what is legal where when it comes to abortion rights, they have their law right now, there has a 6-week abortion ban. It is also currently going through the court cases, and so are going through the court. And so because there was one judge who overturned that, so there is messiness happening with what the law currently says. But if this passes in November, it doesn't matter. It overrides what the court case is. And so, but what's interesting about this is that with 57%, and granted, this vote yesterday was about democracy. It was about direct democracy and being able to continue to vote on these things and have the threshold only be 50%. But it's also an indicator that potentially, I mean, if this ends up going in November, now that this is going to happen in November, if not only they pass this, but then if they pass the change to the Constitution to protect abortion rights in November, mm-hmm. with 60%+ anyways, like, what does that say?
Well, I mean, it's just the point is like these Republicans are feeling Charlie Brown. They're like, we're going to kick this football. Like, no, we're going to take it away every time. And no, I wonder if there are any GOP members, any pollsters are like, you guys are losing this hand over fist in every state who does this. Just, like, don't.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're not going to. We've been talking about this for so long. So yeah.
Well, and we'll talk about this. Let's take a call right now, but then it looks like we have some more calls coming in, and I also want to talk about other states that are thinking about doing this, so maybe they will change their mind.
844-967-2789. Karina, thanks for joining us. We only got about 2 minutes, Karina.
Okay, I will be real quick, and I think that nobody should tell anybody what to do with their own life and their own body, and especially government, especially doctors. If I'm coming to a doctor and ask to remove a tooth, will they say, no, this is illegal? No, this is my body, and I'm going to decide what to do with my body and my life. And those old men who's sitting there, they have no idea how my body works. They introducing a camera I can swallow so they can figure it out whether I'm pregnant or not. Not even knowing that my stomach doesn't connect to my uterus. So please, for crying out loud, leave it alone to a female.
Who was that again? Was that someone in Ohio?
I will look that up. But Karina, you're absolutely right about that. That he thought, yeah, you could swallow something.
You could swallow a camera.
Because it's going to show whether or not you're pregnant, even though your uterus is not connected to your
sometimes
stomach.
Sometimes as a man, I feel so dumb by proxy. So dumb by proxy.
Thanks, Karina, for being
Thanks for the call, Karina. I forgot who, let's look at the break, who that was, but I remember when it was like, excuse me, what?
Let me guess, he was in his 60s or 70s.
All right, when we come back, we will take your calls, we will read your texts, and also we will run through the other states that are considering changing the goalposts, but maybe this will change their mind. Maybe not.
It won't.
Maybe not, but love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
CBS News Special Report.
I'm a nurse from New Hampshire, but now I live in Haiti.
That is the American mother who was kidnapped near Port-au-Prince along with her young daughter. Last hour, we got word they'd been freed. Correspondent Cammy McCormick.
Alex Dorsonville and her child were kidnapped late last month. She's a nurse from New Hampshire who works for a Christian aid organization. Her captors had demanded $1 million in ransom for their release. Gang violence has grown so bad in Haiti that the U.S. Embassy closed Tuesday.
That is when protesters flooded the streets of the Haitian capital, demanding the government do more to protect them against the alarming rise in violence. Alex Dorsonville is married to the founder of the nonprofit clinic she works for in El Roy. She released a statement, the clinic released a statement, that is, expressing gratitude and immense joy over her release. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For WCFW and the Tap FM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in the Chippewa Valley. Today's the third day of hearings in the Lily Peters homicide case in Chippewa County to determine where the case will be heard in court. Peters was killed last year and left in the woods near her home in Chippewa Falls. Judge Stephen Gibbs will decide this week whether the lone suspect, a 15-year-old boy, will be tried as an adult or if the case will go to juvenile court. The boy is charged with first-degree intentional homicide, which carries a mandatory life sentence in prison if he's convicted as an adult. Unity High School science teacher Brian Collins will represent Wisconsin in the National Teacher of the Year program. The DPI announced that Collins, one of five Wisconsin Teachers of the Year, will take part in national professional development and represent the state as part of the program. Collins has been a teacher for 22 years at Unity. The National Weather Service in the Twin Cities says that it'll be very summer-like today across much of northwestern Wisconsin, with temperatures into the 80s. There'll be rain chances later today and throughout the rest of the week. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5 The Tap.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we are talking about the vote from last night in Ohio on issue one and the overwhelming turnout for early voting, for day of voting, in response to vote no, that no, we do not want to change our threshold to change our for our ability to change the Constitution from 50 to 60%. And thus setting themselves up to probably, won't know until November, to protect abortion rights, because that is a ballot measure that is up for Ohioans in November. So there we go. So did you, Jane, did you figure out who was it that thought you could just swallow a camera and could find out if you could, you're pregnant or not?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, meet State Representative Vito Barbieri.
I'm sorry, did he just walk off the set of Welcome Back, Kotter?
Who asked if a person could swallow a tiny camera so a doctor could conduct a remote gynecological examination about the safety of telemedicine abortion For the record, and this is from Salon.com, swallowed objects don't actually end up in the uterus.
No. They do end up in your colon.
This is very weird. We found a baby in your colon. I want to know. There's something
is that
about
viable? Is that viable?
I would say that
sometimes that are the size of babies.
Okay,
sorry, I had to.
I would say Vito Barbieri is not viable. But the point is, the telemedicine. Does he think that abortions? I'm confused by the sentence. Does he think like they can give abortions over the computer?
No, I think it's more about checking to see if she's pregnant. By having
now, I feel as dumb as Vito Barbieri. Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot that human existed until right this moment. Thanks, Karina.
But it's interesting because it'll be in succession of how many states have been able, in Wisconsin, unfortunately, we cannot do this because we do not have direct referendum unless it's been passed two times or in two different sessions by the legislature, like it was this year for the change to our constitution with bail. So that, this, if you'll remember back earlier this year, there was multiple statewide referendums. Two were binding, one was not. The two that were binding that had to deal with bail were only up to a vote because they had passed twice in the legislature. So that's the only way that in Wisconsin we get to have direct democracy, right? In other states, that is not the case. You get enough signatures, you can get it on the ballot. California is very famous for this, and they get it all the time. And, you know, there's arguments, I think, for some people on whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, because it's just another way for a lot of money to be involved. Because if you knew, maybe not surprised by this fact, but guess who was a huge funder of trying to get issue one passed in Ohio?
Is his name Dick?
His name is Dick.
Huh.
Last name Uline.
Yeah.
The guy who
lives in Illinois,
spends a lot of money on Wisconsin politics, and apparently now Ohio politics as well.
And I have to say, I thought it was just hilarious because I can't remember which Ohio representative was screaming about all this outside money coming in to defeat this, you know, this issue. This is terrible. And then we have, of course, Dick Uline, who is funding it.
Well, there was a lot of DC money. There was other groups that were funding to vote no on it. Like the first time I think I heard about this, Crooked Media, Pod Save America, the different podcasts I listened to, they were advocating like vote no. But this is the world we live in now, right? Yeah. Like there is money on both sides. There is outside money that's going to influence our Supreme Court races, ballot initiatives in Ohio. Like this is the world that we live in until we actually have campaign like finance reform. But what's interesting, so other conservative-led states have been looking to take a page from Ohio's playbook and raise the barrier for voter-led initiatives, including Florida. Florida Republicans have weighed raising the state's threshold for constitutional amendments from 60 to two-thirds majority. Missouri GOP lawmakers failed to raise the state's threshold to 57%. In the waning days of their last legislative session. Arkansas, Idaho, North Dakota, and Oklahoma all also considered plans to raise fees, increase the number of signatures needed to get on the ballot, and impose other hurdles limiting voters' power to override abortion restrictions. And Republican lawmakers have made similar efforts to toughen standards for ballot initiatives after voters in several red states opted into Obamacare's Medicaid expansion. And so, again, instead of listening to the people, the choice becomes, let's just change the rules. And why are we putting up with this? And because the thing is, it frustrates me because it becomes clear on single issue matters. Things are so much more gray when you actually talk to people, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where people land, even if they identify as a Republican, but there's certain issues that they care about more. Same thing as a Democrat. There's certain issues that they care about more. And when you go issue by issue, there's more nuance in that. But then when it comes to having a two-party system and the way that things are set up, you vote, you know, so many people just vote party lines. So it's like, to a certain extent, we have to own it, right? In so many ways, keep putting people in positions where their goal is just to stay in power, so much so that they will take away part of your right to vote.
And the people who vote for them, they don't realize how dangerous it is for them, because for them, they'll say things like, well, I don't want an abortion and I don't like abortion, so I'm going to vote for this person. But what they don't know is that this person now is vote. I mean, and they're not realizing, if they're not paying attention to the news, that they're voting to take away bits and pieces of their freedoms as far as the process goes. And that is what we reap when we sow these things, because or so reverse that. But like, it's so frustrating, because you just want to say, like, look, they want you sit here with your freedom T-shirt on, with your all your
don't tread on me,
your American flag bumper stickers and your all this stuff. But the people that you vote for are actively trying to take away your freedoms. But they'll say things like, but these are the things I agree with, so I'm fine with it. Well, that's fine at this point. And then what happens next? And then what happens next? And then what happens next? Until you're pushed into a corner.
Well, it's arguably what happened with abortion, right? Like, there was a lot of Republican women who had no problem voting for Trump, voting the way that they've voted for a long time, until Roe got overturned. And I'm guessing there was a fair amount of Republican women who voted for Janet Protasiewicz in April.
Yeah.
Because now it affected them.
Absolutely.
I know someone who is now ex-partner, didn't care about politics, didn't want to talk about politics. The moment that Roe got overturned, she turned into a different person. Mm-hmm. And what led to like a lot of fights was like, well, you didn't care about this before, and now all of a sudden you do, because it didn't affect you before, but now you feel like it does. Like, that's the thing, is they push you into a corner, and I don't want to say we've got them on our side, but it just feels like, why don't you get there before this has to happen? Before the threat happens, at least. See that this is what's coming on the horizon, because this is what's been happening state by state by state. But I don't know.
844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. What do you think?
Well, hopefully all of what you're talking about is a sign that maybe some people are starting to finally wake up and smell the coffee. Because like you say, what affects one affects us all. And when it comes to abortion, a lot of men don't really understand. This affects them as well. It takes two people to make a baby. So, yeah. You know, it's not just affecting a woman.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess too, Cindy, along that line, what has always bothered me about this are all of the penalties for abortion now land on the woman. Like you said, this isn't a solo activity. There should be, if we're going to force women to have babies, then we have to force men to pay their child support.
Which, but to be fair, there are also laws that are forcing that, which the burden will always fall on the person who is, as I say this, as a pregnant person right now, who has had a fairly easy pregnancy, but still, this is not fun. Like, even when this is easy, like, I had heartburn. I didn't sleep last night. I am getting to a stage where I am very uncomfortable, and I'm very, very, very excited about being a mom and having this baby. And this is not like a joyride to be pregnant and the stress that it puts on your body. And so the burden, no matter what, will fall on the person who's pregnant. And to force someone to do that is immoral, period. Thanks for the call, Cindy.
Thanks a lot, Cindy. 844-967.
I love it when you get fired up.
2789, West from Middleton, checking in. I'm cautiously optimistic that people are tiring of these state legislators having no accountability to the voters of their respective states, and the long game is going to be bad news for the GOP.
And I don't disagree with that, and I hope that's the fact, but then comes the next part of the puzzle, which is the work to replace them, which people aren't always willing and have the time to do, finding good candidates. And I'm not even talking about replacing the Republicans with a Democrat. I'm saying, like, maybe you find a Republican who's like, no, I'm going to, like, someone who's like, I identify as a Republican, I believe in these things, X, Y, and Z, and I feel like I'm more of the people than them. It's really hard to find good candidates. It's incredibly hard to get them up on the podium, and it's even harder to get them elected, because we all see the numbers of reelection rates throughout the country on various elected positions. So,
yeah, the strength of incumbency is very strong.
Yes.
Partisan primaries are leading us to be our candidates to be more and more extreme,
mm-hmm.
because as is gerrymandering, as far as the polarization between the people who end up getting elected and the ability for someone who is more moderate to win in a primary to then be able to build compromise. Like I said this yesterday, I was answering different questions on TikTok and stuff like that. And someone's like, will the change of the liberal Supreme Court expedite legalizing marijuana in Wisconsin? And I go, potentially indirectly, only because if we got new maps, maybe
yeah.
the Democrats get majority. Probably not. But maybe we also elect some more moderate Republicans who understand why this is good for the state and actually get some movement going on there. And in that way, that's the only way that the court affects.
It's a long road.
It's a long road. But I think that's the thing. It's like getting people getting back to a place where it's actually like compromise instead of no apologies. You're either with us or you're against us. And it's winner take all.
And if you don't agree with me, you're less than.
In that sense, everybody loses in so many ways.
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, yeah, that's the thing is like you can do your duty by going to the polls and telling your elected officials how you feel. And that's great. I'm glad Ohio did that as well as other states. But then the work has to take place, which is the election process.
And the recruitment process.
Well, which is just so difficult. The popcorn cake is.
Would you ever run?
No. Oh my
God. Would you ever run?
No.
I am too. I've always said this. I've said this since I worked in politics. Is I like being the person behind the person. Mm-hmm. I like helping. I don't want to be the person who has to feign excitement and shake hands and act like I'm happy to be there.
Because you hate small talk.
I hate small talk.
844-967-2789. John again checking in from the Falls. Very famous quotes. First they came for the socialists. I didn't speak out because I wasn't a socialist. Then the trade unionists, and I didn't say anything because I was not a unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I didn't speak out because I'm not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me. So John says, regardless of whether you call them fascists, Republicans, autocrats, this is what they do. Their game plan is to divide and conquer. Worked great for the Nazis in the 30s and 40s. They have already gone after unions, socialism, women's rights. Now they're going after immigrants and the LGBTQ community. What Republicans who support these MAGA people don't realize is once they've isolated all these other groups, they're coming for you next.
Yeah.
Strong text to end on.
I love it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to move on. Greg's at his roundup for the week.
Oh, great.
You got some jokes for us,
Greg? Jokey jokes.
Jokey jokes. All right. Stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm onto something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
Bobby, did we get that shipment of mesquite?
Jim's woodworking shop worked fine.
Good fit on those Japanese corners.
Until half his staff retired.
Wow, those cuts are neat. I'm really going to miss your precision.
He needs 4 skilled woodworker bees ASAP.
All right, this jigsaw needs a new blade.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Megan Hatton. Building clouds and summer-like conditions expected for Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, the high 84. A few storms this evening and overnight, then a clearing trend toward daybreak, low 58. More sunshine with a humidity drop Thursday, high 80. Currently it's 73.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Virginia, my home sweet home, I want to give you a kiss. I've been in Paris meeting lots of different ladies. I guess I basically missed the late 80s. I traveled the wide, wide world and came back to this.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair. And now it is time in the week on Wednesdays when we get Greg Bach's roundup of headlines. Take it away.
The Badger Times Journal Report or Greg's Roundup. Three or four headlines you probably saw but definitely didn't read. We're going to start with feel-good world news.
Okay.
Timothy Lindsay Shattuck, 54, and his canine companion Bella were rescued after 3 months at sea by a Mexican tuna trawler. What happened when they happened to spot their stricken vessel in the vast expanse of the world's largest ocean? And it got me to thinking, is the Pacific Ocean the largest ocean, Kristen?
I think so, yes.
I mean, isn't the largest ocean the ocean? Isn't there just one ocean? Can't we all be together? It really makes you think, man, who are we but a rock swimming in the largest ocean of all, the universe? Anyways, Tom Hanks is going to play the dude in another Castaway movie. Let's see here. Florida news.
Oh, great.
Florida news. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor made a big catch while fishing the Florida Keys with family late last month, spotting and hauling in a package containing 70 pounds of cocaine. It's a lot of cocaine. Or as a British actor once said, cocaine. With an estimated street value of approximately $1.1 million.
So she fished it in?
She fished it in, pulled it. And there's like, yeah, it's hilarious. Which, here's the thing is, I think Florida should change their state motto from In God We Trust, which, by the way, pretty basic Florida, okay? Change it from In God We Trust to Land of the $1 billion lottery ticket and free range floating blow. So,
yeah, and that $1 billion ticket was sold at a Publix.
One ticket. In Florida.
Yep.
Must be nice.
I hate Florida. Let's see here. Hollywood hot actor news. Megan Fox will release a book this fall, but not a memoir or a gritty novel. Miss Fox will be releasing a book of poetry, and I think I can gather the main topic from the title of the book, which is called, and this is for real, Pretty Boys Are Poisonous. And if this is the case, Miss Fox, might I suggest non-pretty boys, funny boys, chunky boys, boys who love Lego. And I can tell she's really getting into the poetry vibe because when asked about the theme of the book, she said, I spent my entire life keeping the secrets of men. My body aches from carrying the weights of their sins.
Is that a poem or was that her?
Her real answer.
That was an answer.
It's her answer. And I'm just going to reiterate, Megan, listen to me. Chunky, funny, Lego boys, we are all you need. Trust me.
Stay away from the pretty poisonous ones.
Yeah, seriously.
Pretty boys are poisonous.
We'll eat your leftovers. We'll cuddle you good. You will never be bereft of a foot rub.
Good word.
Thank you. And then finally, last one here is, let's see. Last one of my news roundup. President's child news. 80 years ago, then U.S. Navy Lieutenant and future U.S. President John F. Kennedy, don't know if you heard of him, heroically swam between Pacific Islands to help save the crew of his torpedo boat that had been destroyed by a Japanese warship during World War II. On Wednesday, his daughter, Caroline Kennedy, now U.S. Ambassador to Australia, recreated a portion of her father's feat, swimming about three quarters of a mile, 1.2 kilometers, in some 30 minutes between two tiny palm fringe islets in the Solomon Islands. That's right. You heard it here, folks, on the Badger Times Journal Report, a subsidiary of Asgo's Wisconsin News Corp. A person went swimming. And CNN had to tell us this. The only reason why is because of Kennedy, and we were just waiting for something to happen.
We were like, did she get eaten by a shark?
No, she's fine.
She's fine.
She's fine.
Her and Robert F. Kennedy just were swimming together because, you know, RFK is still alive. Wait, who's still alive? No,
John Jr. John Jr. is still alive. RFK Jr. is definitely alive and certainly running for president.
Oh, my God. So that is your weekly roundup, the Badger Times Journal Report. Three or four headlines you probably saw but definitely didn't read.
Good job, Greg.
Thank you
well
very much.
Well done, Mr.
Thank you.
Box.
That was good one.
I'm trying to think of which follow-up questions I have. The Blow reminds me, did you guys ever see Cocaine Cowboys, the documentary about the drug cocaine trade in Miami in the 70s, 80s?
No.
First of all, it's a great documentary. But it was similar to that, where basically cocaine was coming up from Colombia, and they would just drop it in the ocean, and it was some guy's job to go get it and take it back. And like that documentary is wild.
That is actually reminiscent of what they did during Prohibition, too. So
yeah.
they'd bring alcohol down from Canada, drop it in international waters where the U.S. had no jurisdiction, and people would just go boat out and pick up this booze and bring it back and do what they needed to do. There was... great documentary about Ken Burns' Prohibition. Great one. One of his shorter ones, about 6 hours. there's a lady who talks about the fact that, like, one day there was a bust or something, and then all of a sudden all this alcohol just comes floating up to the shoreline, and they're like, we found a bunch of booze. She's like 80. She's like, we found alcohol, and it was great. We had a party. We did some Charlestons. And then I let a man touch my ankle.
Speaking of alcohol, Old Style Beer.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Is bringing production back to La Crosse.
Yep.
It's a homecoming.
Yep.
The company will move several of its production lines to City Brewery, the new name of the old Heilman.
Heilman plant.
Pabst, which owns the brand, is already planning the celebration for November at the world's largest six-pack. And now Old Style is near and dear to my heart because that was the our wedding invites. We took an old style can and made that. And like instead of saying Old Style, it said Our Style because we had a fairly untraditional wedding. But the initial reaction is because Chicagoans and the Cubs have very much appropriated Old Style as their beer. But I feel like this now is a declaration. Old Style started in La Crosse. It is a Wisconsin beer. It is not a Chicago beer. And I'm embracing this homecoming.
Reason number 2,895, why the Cubs suck.
They can't have anything of their own.
No, they can't. They can't.
Is there a team you hate more than the Cubs?
The Cardinals.
Oh.
The Cardinals, because they're just so good. And they're sucking right now, and I don't trust it.
Do you trust that the Brewers are doing well?
I trust that we're doing well in the worst division.
Got it.
And the fact that the Reds aren't beating the snot out of us in the standings is beyond me. We're one game above, and I don't get that. But don't worry, folks. When the weather gets crispy, when the cold comes in, we will definitely crap that bed.
Well, on that note, we're going to take a break for the top of the hour news. When we come back, a very popular video game is taking it upon itself to teach kids about the Holocaust. How do you feel about it? 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Mr. Jefferson, Alexander Hamilton. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home. Mr. Jefferson, welcome home. So what did I miss?
I've got some cheese curds that I'm willing to share. Then I want to ride that giant slide over there. So if you've got 11 days to spare, won't you come with me to the Wisconsin State Fair? Won't you come with me to the Wisconsin? The great state of Wisconsin.
There's something for everyone at the Wisconsin State Fair, presented by U.S. Cellular August 3rd through the 13th.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.